Voices of protesters echoed through the cavernous atrium at Lambeau Field and drowned out the first few minutes of Governor Scott Walker's keynote address. They shouted, "Where are the jobs?" before being escorted out by security. Outside was protester Chant Zomber of Milwaukee. He's unemployed and so far doesn't like the governor's approach to job creation.
He got rid of the high-speed rail project. You know, there's a lot of jobs that were on the table, and Scott Walker isn't trying to help.
Talking to reporters after his remarks, Walker agreed there are jobs on the table. He says he hears from employers who can't find skilled workers who are able or willing to fill openings.
I think we have to look at reforms for unemployment. To make sure that unemployment is for people who legitimately can't find work, not people who are just turning work down when it's available. And secondly, we're going to have to work with workforce investment boards as well as technical schools to match the jobs that are needed with the skills that are traded.
Walker said some technical college training programs don't correspond with what employers need. His two-year budget passed earlier this year includes a $34 million cut to the technical college system. During his appearance at Lambeau Field, Walker signed legislation that changes the makeup of the state's Small Business Regulatory Review Board. It eliminates appointed officials and replaces them with 7 small business owners and 2 state lawmakers. The board will examine future regulations and report on any adverse impact they may have on business. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.